Chapter 1. Introducing the Universe. The word universe comes from an old word that means everything. The universe for us today is everything around us on the Earth and up in space. Everything that we can see if we look up at the sky, like the sun, the moon, the stars, and the other planets of our solar system, is in the universe. And everything that we can see with a very powerful telescope, like the Milky Way galaxy, is in it too. Our solar system is in the Milky Way galaxy, but there are other galaxies further away that maybe we cannot actually see at all. And these are also part of the universe. How we think about the universe has changed a lot over the years. In the past, people had very different ideas about it. More than 2,000 years ago, the Greek Aristotle believed that the Earth was the centre of the universe. Not everybody agreed with him, but for more than 1,000 years, most people thought that Aristotle's idea was correct. Then, in the 16th century, the Polish astronomer Copernicus showed that the Earth and other planets orbited the Sun. This was a new idea that made the Sun suddenly seem more important than the Earth. In the 16th century, astronomers thought that our galaxy, the Milky Way, was just a cloudy line of light in the sky and nothing more. But when the Italian astronomer Galileo looked through his own telescope a few years after Copernicus, he saw that in the Milky Way there were millions of stars. Galileo discovered that the Sun had a less important position in the whole universe because the universe was much bigger than people had thought it was before. By the 18th century, people believed that the Milky Way was a circle of stars that were held together by gravity. But most astronomers still thought of the Milky Way as the whole universe, with nothing outside it. Then, in 1924, Edwin Hubble, an American astronomer, measured the distance between our galaxy and the next big galaxy called Andromeda. He discovered that Andromeda was too far away to be a part of the Milky Way. So, once more, the universe had grown. Hubble also found information about several other galaxies near the Milky Way. He discovered that the universe is expanding, and that the further away from us a galaxy is, the faster it is moving away. So the speed at which galaxies move away from our galaxy can tell us how far away from us they are. This is called Hubble's Law. Astronomers have used Hubble's Law to find the distance of a part of the universe that is tens of billions of light years away, where there are hundreds of billions of other galaxies that we have not yet discovered. But how and when did our universe begin? Most astronomers agree that it began about 13.8 billion years ago with the Big Bang. At that time, the matter, which things in the universe are made of, was very hot and pressed together. The moment when this matter started to expand is called the Big Bang. During a very early stage, called inflation, the expansion happened so quickly that the universe became very smooth and flat. But it was not totally smooth, so the temperature was a little different in different places. This also meant that some parts of the universe grew more slowly than other parts. When the slower parts stopped expanding, they collapsed to form galaxies, stars, and planets. And because of that, we have life on Earth. The Andromeda Galaxy is the nearest large galaxy to the Milky Way. Our solar system was formed when a cloud of dust started to collapse. This was maybe caused by a supernova, a star that explodes and becomes very bright. Then a ball of this dust turned round and round until it became a very flat circle. As the circle attracted more dust, it got bigger and turned more quickly. The middle of the circle got hotter and hotter, until it started to burn and became a star. As the star burned, the dust in the circle around it slowly held together to form rocks. These rocks finally became planets, which all orbited the bright star in the middle, our sun. These planets formed groups. In the first group, near the sun, where it is hotter, the planets are made of rocks. In the second group, far away from the sun, are the gas planets, which have gas on the outside and liquid inside them. Furthest from the sun are the ice planets, which have ice and gas. The planets cleaned their path round the sun by attracting all the bits of rock that got in their way. Hundreds of millions of years later, the planets had developed clear paths, or orbits, round the sun.